1460 WVOX.
Stay tuned for Building Knowledge with Building and Realty Institute host Jeff Hanley. Mr. Hanley is the Associate Director of BRI, and every Friday morning at 11:30, you'll have the opportunity of learning to build your knowledge about planning, insurance, environmental regulations, and everything you need to know on the local level to build your knowledge. Here now is Jeff Hanley.
Good morning and a happy Friday to all. Welcome to Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute, the official radio show of the Building and Realty Institute, which is also known as the BRI, as well as the Builders Institute. I am Jeff Hanley, Associate Executive Director of the BRI and your program host. We thank you so very much for joining us this morning here on WVOX 1460 AM, as well as worldwide on WVOX.com. We are coming to you live from the WVOX studios in New Rochelle. And again, many, many thanks for joining us. For first-time listeners, we will explain what the Building and Realty Institute is. Our association is a building, realty, and construction industry membership organization. The BRI is composed of more than 1,800 members in 14 counties of New York State. We are truly a statewide business organization. Those members, the members of the BRI, are involved in virtually every sector of the building, realty, and construction industry. The BRI represents our members and the building, realty, and construction sector on a 24/7 basis. If you are involved in building, if you are involved in realty, or you are involved in construction, we are most definitely the membership organization for you and your business. And we are marking the 73rd anniversary of our formation throughout 2019, a fact we are most definitely happy to acknowledge. This morning, we're going to profile the housing and human services roles of Community Housing Innovations, which is also known as CHI. CHI is a member of the Building and Realty Institute. With us in the studio is Alec Roberts, the Executive Director of CHI. Alec, welcome. Thanks for coming down.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. We appreciate your participation. Why don't you give us a brief overview of CHI? Let's get it going that way.
Sure. So basically, in the late 1980s, I was a television news reporter for WPIX-TV. I'd been doing it for about 20 years. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that for the first time ever, we noticed homeless families becoming in large numbers in New York City and outside of the city. And I covered many of the welfare hotel scandals, which people might remember, the Larchmont Motel and a number of others in Westchester and on Long Island. And I decided that I really needed to do something about it. I really felt it was something that was really terrible, what was going on in terms of for children being left in drug-infested and terrible conditions. And so I basically founded CHI, co-founded it in 1991. Mm-hmm. And the idea was I figured I would do this for a few years and then go on to something else in my life because I didn't expect the homeless crisis to last that long. But of course, as we know, it did. It only got worse. It's continued to get worse. So we started with a concept I started that was unusual at the time, which was the idea of doing scattered site apartments for homeless families, giving them a social work case management to try to get their incomes up, get them jobs, and stabilize their housing. And it was a good model and a successful model and is still largely used in Westchester County, called the Emergency Housing Apartment Program. And basically, we grew, and we right now are probably one of the largest providers of housing for the homeless outside of New York City. We're like second largest in Westchester, largest mm-hmm. on Long Island, and we're also in Dutchess and Orange counties.
Wow, that's great stuff. So, that really is great stuff.
Yeah.
CHI offers a series of important services to residents of our region. Let's go one by one in reviewing them. What services does CHI offer to developers, Alec?
Developers.
Right.
We actually do some of our own development. We've owned and managed up to 500 units at a time. We partner co-develop properties. We have developed properties ourselves, such as we did a 14-unit condo for affordable housing in White Plains. It was the first to utilize geothermal heat pumps. It's something that we're very much, we've been into energy efficiency since 2001 when I became certified in energy management practices back, as I said, in 2001. We also were co-developers of The Modern in Mount Vernon, which has a supportive housing component of it. Basically, what we bring for developers is access to a lot of money. We brought over $4 million to save that project in Mount Vernon. And we can do that with developers. We do the grant writing. We help develop the pro formas. We have a property management arm that also gets involved. But generally, we can be involved with developers as a co-developer or as a nonprofit sponsor. We are not-for-profit so that we get access to funding and certain perks that are not available to for-profit developers.
Examples of what CHI has done in the areas that you just mentioned are at your website, which is chigrants.org, I believe?
Correct.
The examples are really, really noteworthy and really, really impressive. So if anyone wants to see some of those examples, again, they are at chigrants.org, the website of Community Housing Innovations, also known as CHI. Alex, CHI has been involved in citing the need for workforce housing in our region for quite some time. Can you explain those efforts, please?
Sure. We were one of the, I was one of the co-founders of the Westchester County Workforce Housing Coalition. I look at the issue from a little bit of a different perspective than a lot of groups. Many groups pit low-income people versus high-income people, and they emphasize a lot of social problems and issues. And I don't see the problem of affordability in that way as others do. I see this as a failure of the market because the market is being sabotaged by over-regulation. And what do I mean by that? The free market would basically address the need for affordable housing if it were allowed to do so. The proof of that is in a lot of the states that don't have such strong zoning laws and strong, home rule issues, their problems of affordability are much less than New York's and a lot of the so-called blue states. And they don't have the tremendous amounts of homelessness that you see in, say, Seattle or San Francisco and in New York. Many of your listeners probably have seen some of the horrors of San Francisco and Seattle where you have, thousands of people laying around in the streets, right, defecating, and it's just a loss of societal control there. We don't have that in New York because New York has a much stronger safety net. It costs a fortune to maintain it, but we don't have people, just languishing in the streets to the extent that they have in the other areas. This is not a sustainable model, however. It's not sustainable there. It's not sustainable in New York. And a lot of the reason is the free market for housing is being sabotaged, in effect, by excessive regulation. So when you hear about NIMBYism, et cetera, and the inability to develop, that is a major cause of our problems. It is. It's not going to take care of the homeless problem because even in areas like Mississippi or areas that don't have heavy zoning, there still is that problem. There is a segment of the population where they just can't afford it. The fact is that rents and the cost of housing basically are too high, versus the amount of increase in wages, which have kind of stagnated and only recently have started to go up.
Right.
So there's a fundamental market problem that is not going to be taken care of by the market for the very lowest, the people, homeless people or people that are at the lower rungs in terms of earnings. But a lot of it could be taken care of in terms of affordability for working people, et cetera, et cetera. I did an analysis about a year ago, and I did a column in the Westchester County Business Journal looking at the way we're addressing affordable housing and how inefficient and foolish it is. I found out that in Westchester County, the average cost of producing one affordable housing unit is about $400,000. That's a one- or two-bedroom apartment, about $400,000. Of that, because the rents are not will only carry so much of a mortgage, a private mortgage, $300,000 is public subsidy. So in other words, people are paying $300,000 of taxpayer money to make one unit of housing. And what are they getting for that? It turns out that the cost, the rent for one of these affordable units on average is less than $100 less than the fair market rent in Westchester County. That makes no sense. So basically the taxpayers are paying $300,000 to reduce the rent by less than $100 or about $100. It depends on the size of the unit. It actually, the studio unit, when I looked at it, the affordable rent was actually $50 higher than the fair market rent. Mm-hmm. So makes no sense, basically. And the need, as a new report that's going to be coming out, has been completed, an analysis for Westchester County is going to show that the biggest need is in the really low income people making $20,000, $30,000 a year, you know, making near minimum wage, et cetera. There's no housing being built for them. Or if it is, it's incredibly expensive. So I was going to say, so the answer, in my opinion, is to actually go into the market and take some of those existing units that are, you know, only a few hundred dollars, you know, away from being affordable, and paying landlords to reduce the rent for the next 30 years. So, for example, you could pay a landlord, say, $70,000 to reduce the rent for, say, $350 to $400, you know, a month for the next 30 years, and they'd be very happy. They'd be lining up to do that. And that's, you know, that means that we could produce three times to four times as many units in the existing market rather than producing brand new units, which developers, you know, right now with this inclusionary zoning concept, which I supported before, but I'm thinking now that developers will pay a lot more to get out of that, which would allow us to go into the market to produce three times or four times the number of units. Mm-hmm. It's just more economically feasible.
Let's define workforce housing for those who don't know what that term really means.
Well, that's a very good question. HUD basically defines workforce housing or low-income housing as they pick 60% of the area median income. Mm-hmm. The area median income, I think, for a family of four in Westchester is about, I don't know, $110,000, something like that. Typically, it's a family of four making probably about $60,000, $60,000, $70,000. That's considered workforce housing.
Got it. Because very often there's confusion regarding the differences between affordable housing and workforce housing.
Right. There is always a confusion of those terms. Right. Low-income housing got a bad rap, so they decided to go to affordable housing. Then affordable housing got a bad rap, and now they're going to calling it workforce housing. But basically, it's for, in this very high-income Westchester, it's probably people making $60,000, $70,000 a year, I would say.
Got it. You're listening to Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute, the official radio program of the Building and Realty Institute. We thank you for joining us this morning on WVOX 1460 AM, as well as worldwide on WVOX.com. I am Jeff Hanley, the Associate Executive Director of the Building and Realty Institute, and your program host. This morning, we are examining the many, many important housing and human services that Community Housing Innovations provides for our region. We have the Executive Director of CHI with us. He is Alec Roberts, again, the Executive Director. CHI is a member of the Building and Realty Institute, and Alec is very, very well known throughout our region. As a matter of fact, Alec did a great job at our May General Membership meeting on the roles of nonprofits. So he is certainly no stranger to the BRI membership and certainly no stranger to the business community in the Westchester County and Mid-Hudson region. It's 1147 If you would like to phone into Alec, we're at 914-636-0110. Alec, go right ahead.
I wanted to mention some of the services that we provide.
Please do.
In addition to housing the homeless, which are basically done under contract with five counties, we provide down payment assistance for first-time homebuyers, mm-hmm. basically making almost up to 90% of the area median income. So basically, if you're making up to $100,000 a year, we can help you buy a home. We've provided $17 million to about 750 first-time homebuyers in the last 20 years. We administer these funds on behalf of New York State. We're very successful at it. And we give grants, which are recoverable loans, forgivable loans, mm-hmm. Of about, on average, about $25,000, which helps with the down payment. That is very often the great impediment to people buying a home. They have the income, they don't have the down payment.
The down payment, absolutely.
And with that, we provide counseling, which basically takes a first-time home buyer through every aspect. And as a result, even though, you know, we have lower income people doing this, our foreclosure rates, even during the worst of the crisis, was far lower than even those of higher income. And the reason for that is that we equip people. The counseling is as important or more important than the $25,000, because we go over mortgages, we go over inspection, we go over you know, how you maintain a house. We make sure that people don't get over their heads. We do inspections of the houses themselves so they understand, you know, what they're getting into.
Right.
Because that's really, frankly, the most important. Education is really the most important thing for a first-time homebuyer. The other thing that we do for free is we help families that are facing foreclosure and are in default of their mortgages. We provide free assistance to help them with getting a loan modification. We'll go with them into court, to the banks. It's free. It's supported by New York State. New York State provides us with funds to do this counseling because there are a lot of firms out there that take advantage of people that are facing foreclosures. And we've done, I think, close to 200 of these loan modifications so far.
Wow, that foreclosure situation, that is a very, very valuable service that you provide to the public. In terms of foreclosures in recent years, is there a decrease because the economy has been doing well? Are you guys seeing a decrease in that type of
there
activity?
There has been. I'm very good. Happy to report good. There has been a significant decrease. Financially, people have a lot of people have gotten on their feet. There are still, of course, pockets of where people are facing difficult times, loss of jobs, things right. like that. But there has been a significant decrease, which we're very happy about. Also, I can say there has been a significant increase in the production of housing, which is something we've been talking about. The cities are getting it. You know, White Plains, Yonkers,
New Rochelle,
Mount especially
Vernon.
New Rochelle, you know, and even Mount Vernon. Yes,
right.
absolutely. So there is some, you know, good things. There are good things happening that we really very often we focus on the bad, but that's a very significant change that I think is great.
You mentioned those counseling services. How long would that take a first-time home buyer to become involved, and what is the length of that process in terms of counseling?
The counseling doesn't take that long. It's an eight-hour, total of 8 hours typically,
oh.
which goes over everything. We provide the grants on a first-come, first-served basis. And we have grants available. Typically, we get about $1.4 million for Long Island and Westchester.
Okay.
And we give out about 40 of these grants every year. We make 40 people first-time homebuyers. And people can just go to our website. There's an application right there. There's a free orientation that they should attend. We have them every month. And they're very informative.
That's valuable. That is absolutely valuable stuff. Your website mentions CHI's efforts in for sale and for rent situations. Can you elaborate on that, please, Alec?
When you say for sale, primarily it's in our grant, the New York State Affordable Housing Corporation grants. We
Got
work
it.
With the Affordable Housing Corporation. Just the way that it works is typically we will provide this forgivable loan. which for the first 5 years has to be paid back. In other words, you can't just flip a property. We don't allow that. It's got to be occupied by the person. However, the grant is portable, so if you want to sell, you can. It transfers to another qualified family.
Got it. Got it. What are the best ways for people who are interested in CHI to reach CHI? Is it a phone call? Is it a visit to the website?
I think always the best step and most efficient step is a visit to the website if you have access, www.chigrants.org or www.communityhousing.org. Either one will get you to the same place. And you can take a look at it, get an overview of our of what we offer. And as we say, we like to help developers develop affordable housing, especially as a component. We believe in mixed income housing rather than having, you know, 100% low income type of thing. We just try to encourage, you know, communities to offer this.
Another great component that's listed on the website of CHI is the fact that CHI is involved in emergency housing and supportive housing programs. Can you elaborate on that, please?
Well, the emergency housing is, those are our contracts with the counties like Westchester, Dutchess, and Orange, Nassau, and Suffolk. As far as the supportive housing, that's the permanent housing, and that's really what the answer is. That's what everybody's looking at. There are people in our society that they have disabilities and they need a little bit of help. So we do provide that. We provide that at as an adjunct. Typically now the move is there's something called the Empire State Supportive Housing Initiative, which was funded by Governor Cuomo to the tune of $1 billion with a B. And that has been very successful at integrating people with certain disabilities into workforce housing developments.
Alec, what are the biggest challenges facing CHI in the months ahead? An organization of your type always faces, I guess, roadblocks or mountains or whatever the term may be. What do you view as the biggest challenges facing CHI in the next 6 months, year and a half?
When I founded CHI, I realized very early on that the answer is permanent housing. The greatest impediment 28 years ago is the same impediment this year, and that is NIMBYism, home rule. And unfortunately, I had thought maybe with the consent decree, which we just were coming out of back in 2009, the discrimination
The Westchester County situation.
Yeah,
yes, right.
Exactly. I thought that that could have a significant, you know, major change.
Right.
And I've kind of been a little bit disappointed that, you know, we did 750 units, even more, a little bit more than that. But I'm really not satisfied with, there hasn't been a really real culture change. There's still tremendous opposition, and it's still incredibly difficult and inefficient to produce workforce housing. Again, this for people making $60,000-$70,000 a year. We need those people here.
No question.
New York is the most exited state. And in order to continue our economic growth, you know, we need to have mobility. And I don't believe the answer is in taking away people's property rights and, you know, what recently happened with the state legislature.
The state's rent laws.
Rent laws. That's not going to produce one unit of affordable housing.
No.
No additional units. It's going to have winners and losers. The people who have the units are going to be the winners. People who are looking to move here for a job or whatever, they're the losers. And it's been proven time again that's not the way to solve the problem. I don't know. At this point, I'm kind of at a loss to figure out what the answer is. It's not lawsuits. It's not. It doesn't seem to be working. And education has not been as successful either as one would have hoped. But You know, I would say that's the major issue.
I would agree. Major issue facing the Westchester County and Mid-Hudson region. As a matter of fact, the whole New York metro region, the need for workforce housing, the need for affordable housing.
You know, I want to give an example.
Please do.
Because people, as part of the consent decree, there was an analysis of all of the zoning laws in each of the towns.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was it's really instructive for people. It's a little bit wonky, and I don't expect everybody to look at it. But it's so insane to some extent. Like, I'll give you an example. Mount Pleasant is about 24 square miles.
Mm-hmm.
It's the size of Manhattan. You know, they have, I think, 45,000 residents or whatever it is. If you look at their zoning, which the HUD, the monitor did, you find that it's so built out that you could only produce another 5 units of multifamily housing based on the current zoning in that
wow.
entire 24 square mile
wow.
area. And that's not untypical. So really we have to, and maybe the answer is on the state level, but there's got to be something that can be done to break this cycle, which again is really hurting our economy.
Absolutely. There's no question about it. Phone number for CHI, Alec?
914-683-1010.
And the address of the website?
www.chigrants.org.
And you have an office in White Plains, but you also have an office, a regional office in Long Island, I believe it is?
Yes, we have an office in Patchogue, and that's a significant size office as well. So we have a large down payment assistance and counseling program on Long Island as well.
In Patchogue. Alec Roberts, thank you so very much. A great job in summarizing what CHI is all about. Listeners, thank you for joining us this morning on Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute here on WVOX 1460 AM and WVOX.com. Please join us again next Friday morning, 11:30 a.m. for another segment of Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute. This is Jeff Hanley, your program host, saying have a great, great Friday.